Righto, before we kick today's yarn up the freckle, just want to say a big thanks to all the legends that keep the lights on here at Alpha Blokes HQ. Better beer. Now look, we're heading into the fight camp. Things are happening. We're all moving. Heaps of fitness going on, but I still want to have a beer. So I'm going to have a few middies. If you want to get a few kegs off the tum, try the Better Beer middies out.
I'd like to thank CTC for keeping our domes out of the sun and looking good in the studio.
Bloody oath. SP Tools for making sure no matter what mischief we run into, we got the tool to get us out of trouble.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping us fueled for this upcoming fight and just daily battles, I guess.
And the true blue Aussie bookie Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, etc. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas.
Do you know what my favorite thing about it is, Cam?
What's that, mate?
Taking it into the shower and just plowing it down the drain. Yep. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but I love doing it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants!
Welcome back to the Trendsetter Talk Back, another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Fucking oath here to give the everyday battler a voice. Delete head noise one laugh at a time. This is an episode where we hear from all you legends, all the trendsetters, and take your calls, hear what you have to say, some jokes, some serious stuff, some fucking questions, and at the end we give away the prestigious carry-on cap, the famous one you can only win. And hook you up with a better beer pack as well, with some cartons and stuff like that.
There's a bit of confusion around the carry-on cap because our signature one has carry-on on the side. Everyone's going, oh, I've seen the carry-on cap.
Yeah, they're sort of calling that the carry-on cap, isn't
yeah.
it? Well, that's just the OG trucker
cap. That's the OG trucker.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good call. But better beer, go rip into a carton. Where it's still fucking 10 o'clock in the morning, so we're not going to have a beer right now. However, if we were going to have a beer, it'd be a fucking better beer. So go get a carton at most of your places that you get beer from and rip into one.
That's right. Very exciting, maybe new product coming as well that we had a little tester before, and I'm very impressed.
Mm.
So hopefully that'll be coming for you in the next couple of weeks.
Yep, fucking oath. So guys, if you want to get involved in this episode, give the carry-on call line a bell on 07-3102-3932 for the call line. However, the better way, I believe, to get amongst it is do a voice recording on your phone and email it to Quinn at carryon@alphablokes.com.au. We reckon that the quality of these calls is a much better product for everyone involved. And to be honest with you, I think eventually we might fade the call line out to get away from that staticky, shitty fucking quality. However, both are cranking at the moment, but you're probably more likely to get a run if you email it, to be honest.
And the little tip, isn't most of the winners, Quinn, Bean?
Yeah, we were just talking about it earlier. I think like 100% of the winners the past few weeks have been email. So if you want a hat.
Yeah.
And it takes a bit more skill, obviously, just doing the call. So we still appreciate that because that's straight off the bat.
Yeah.
To bang it out in that 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to doing a voice recording. So there's a little tip for you too.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great call, Cam. Because like sometimes like – I've rang in like the BBB lads before and done it, and it's hard sometimes because you only get one go at it and it's on the fucking phone call. But like you just said then, mate, you can do a voice recording and make sure you're happy with it before you send it. So that's a great point, and probably why some of them have been winning.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably their third or fourth go.
Well, you're not getting too flustered, eh?
Exactly. But anyway, there's a couple of things. We're all learning as we go here, so we're just trying to find the best way to all link up. Because it's fucking great content, this show, and it's definitely a favourite of mine. Righto, CTC, baby. The Wobblies, brought to you by CTC, or the Trendsetter Talkback. Same thing, same shit, different smell. Fucking Jesus.
We're on fire today.
Cooking today. But head to thecountrycompanies.com for all of the awesome designs ready to go from Knuckles. He's got plenty up there. Some of the things that bloke comes up with is just
he's one of a kind.
He is one of a kind. If you want to make your own hat, head to countrytruckercaps.com to design your own for, you know, the business trips or parties and shit like that, bucks parties, all the fun stuff. And he's actually fired up a discount code for all the Alpha Blokes listeners, which is fucking awesome. So if you're buying something from his store, for all lids, he reckons, use the code word Alpha Blokes, all one word at checkout, and that's going to give you a nice little discount there. So
there you go.
What a good man. Didn't even ask him to do that. He's just chucked it there for all you guys. So that's the kind of bloke he is. And like we usually do, let's hear from his proper true yarn.
Strap in, it's time again for Knuckles' proper true yarn.
Boys, just Knuckles calling me Thirsty Thursday, Trendsetter Talkback, proper true yarn of the week. It's a bit of a yarn, but also a question to you fellas as well. You know when you got apprentices under working for you and you ask them some fucked up questions, you know, like you'd say to them, hey, would you suck your dad's dick to save his life? Or of your future wife, would you prefer your mother's top half or her bottom half on her? So I just wondered, legends, what sort of questions you'd ask apprentices when they first come on board just to, keep them in tune, I guess. Righto, legends.
Fucking hell, that's a classic, isn't it? That first one, would you suck your dad's dick to save his life? Oh, fucking hell. Wow. I'm sure this is great content and something that I reckon will clip up and send us through what you've hit your apprentices up with. Because there's a great bit of content to be had there.
Do you have any off the top of your dome? I've got one.
It was always that one. Would you push forward or pull back?
Yeah.
Mum and dad one.
Yeah, that's right. We've been hit with that fucking multiple times. And, yeah, it's if you woke up and you were in your mum and your dad was in you, would you push forward or pull back to get out? Yeah. But that's been peppered fucking numerous times, which is why we don't, you know.
Yeah. Say that. And the best way to answer that is go, oh, I'd just thrust.
Just hook into both, get them out of me.
That's how you get to the top of the apprentice.
Yeah. But I think one is like if there was two seats and there was a dick on one and a cake on the other,
yeah,
and you had to sit on one and eat the other, what would you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like those sort of ones. It's great. It's hard with those ones when you get put on the spot because in the apprenticeship that was nearly a daily occurrence.
Oh, that was the hot topic of every day.
And it was good. And that's what, like you said, that's when you get to know the little fuckers, eh? When you go, right, he's got a bit of grub in him here.
Well, it's cool that we answered him for 4 years.
Yeah, I remember hitting H with that question once and he goes, yeah, I'll just bottom out on dad.
Bottom out.
There's some proper dark humour ones too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Something that we'd probably have to leave out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Let us know anyway. That's a good clip. But yeah, righto. What do you reckon, Cambodian? You're choosing today, big fella.
Yep.
Fired up, ready to fucking listen to some yarns.
Kick her off, eh?
Fucking oath.
Let's go.
Tommy, Queef, and Cameron, you nasty boy. It's Corey, the human lava lamp here, mate. Fellow motherfucker. Shouts out to Fez, letting me run his sister through a routine ring mains check weekly. Just so I'd ring up about a proper true yarn about my younger sister when she moved to Brisbane. So she's up there, she met a girl through work and they thought it'd be a good idea to go out together. This girl said, yep, and you can crash back at my house in the city. All right, sweet, my sister says. They go out, they fucking get on the piss, they lose track of each other. My sister gets a fucking cab back to her house, probably 2 a.m. or something. The front door's locked, goes around the back door, goes in the kitchen, thinks, you know what, I'm going to have something to eat. Puts something in the microwave, and then all of a sudden gets this real bad stabbing pain in her gut. She's about to shit her pants. And instead of running around looking for the toilet at this girl's house, she pulls her skirt up, pulls her undies down, and sits her ass in the kitchen sink and starts blasting away.
Oh.
Fucking, as she's doing that, this girl's woke up, walked out, and said, what the fuck are you doing? And my sister just says, I couldn't find the toilet. What a fucking joke. The girl even says, why didn't you just go outside? Which I reckon is a great fucking thing to ask. And my sister just said, oh, it wouldn't have been quick enough. Anyway, zero mayo on that, boys. Get that one up, yeah. And Tommy, can I get a
hiya?
And also, you other blokes fucking ringing up that sound like you're going up a Stairmaster for 17 hours. Fucking get that up, yeah.
What a great yarn. So is that Fez's brother-in-law?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Taking his sister for a ring mange check weekly. How's that for a little stab? We might get a return serve from Fez there, surely.
Yeah.
But that was good. How about that, though? Like, that is wild. But in saying that, would you do the same thing if you were next to a sink? It hit you. You didn't have enough time to go looking for a shitter. You couldn't make it outside. I'd rather shit in a sink than shit my pants.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be... Oh.
Like, oh no, like it's, a
complete,
it's rogue.
Complete random.
Yeah, it's rogue.
Yeah.
But yeah, where else?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, as in, it is fucked, but I mean.
It wasn't like a unit complex, like they going down a lift to get outside.
Yeah.
Because you said it in the city, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it.
Yeah. When you got to go, you got to go, eh?
Imagine finding that if you just stumbled out half pissed and hear someone shitting in your sink.
Oh. If you like woke up to get some water and just saw her squatting just over the sink, just you'd be like, what?
Blowing your back out. Oh, imagine if it was just a hard steamer too.
What would you call this? Like a sink stomper?
Oh, well, it's a waffle stomp, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the waffle push in the sink? It's in your hand. Oh, wow.
Yuck.
Well, there you go. That was a great start, though. What a yarn. Well put together yarn.
Absolutely.
Plenty in that. In the lead so far.
Good evening, lads. Thought I'd just ring in with a little story from the old FIFO camps. And this is coming from the camp staff perspective. You know, we get to deal with the residents that are complete grubs and think that they can take advantage of the camp staff and abuse them and carry on. It's not needed. So one particular chap... had been a bit lippy towards our receptionist, causing a bit of dramas. Just so happened that week, I happened to be helping the housekeepers cleaning rooms, and we come across his room for his weekly clean, and the poor bastard forgot to put his fleshlight away, didn't he? So, I felt like he was deserving of a little revenge.
Oh.
And a little lesson into not being a grub. I went and found a bottle of sriracha sauce and squirted a great deal of it into his fleshlight. Nice and deep in there. So hopefully the next time he goes to slide his old fella in it, his Jap's eye's going to cop a peppering.
Oh.
And hopefully you think twice about going off at the reception staff for no fucking reason. Get out of yourselves.
I feel like he got the clap.
Oh, wow. What sort of head noise would be going through? Oh, wow.
Play on.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. If it was unnecessarily sprayed, if they were being a useless fuck and then got a spray, then... But I suppose it's one of those things, like you said before, Cam, if someone's cooking your food or something like that, have a think about when you're spraying someone. Yeah. There you go. Cop that on your a Japai.
That's flash camp with sriracha sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it? That must have been in the staff room.
Yeah.
Wow, leaving the fleshlight out too.
Oh, well, it's better than what do they call them, the old suction dildo, and it's a bloke's room.
Oh.
They reckon there's been a few of them posted on that mining page.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Wow, on the shower wall or something.
Shower door, yeah. That's some fucking head noise.
Drummers. Oh. Righto, shall we move on?
Moving on.
Don't think about it.
Quinton. Tommy. Cameroon. You want to know what boils my fucking piss?
I'd love to know.
All right, a little bit of a fucking sweaty bloke, I would say so myself. Every now and again, forget to put on deodorant out the house and, yep, righto, fucking stink like shit. So what do I do? If I'm in and around the area, I'll pop into the local Woolies or Coles and fucking go to the deodorant section, give myself a little spritzy spritz. Fucking don't need to buy a can. I've got plenty of cans at home. I just forgot it. So fucking, yeah, it's free. It's there. Why not? Go in the other week, and the cunts have put fucking glass in front of all the fucking deodorant cans. So now I've got to sit there like a stunned fucking mullet, pressing a button, waiting for somebody that ain't going to fucking come, because the registers are fucking 10 deep. Mate, all I want to do is get a cheeky little spray of deodorant. I'm not going to fucking sit there, wait for old love now to come, open the fucking thing with their keys, sitting there waiting for me to fucking pick one, having a little sniff. What the fuck? Anyway, if I can ask her while I'm there, why you got them all locked up, huh? Oh, because kids are fucking stealing them. They're the number one fucking stolen item from Woolworths and Coles. They're stealing them and chroming with them. They fucking half that shit into a rag in front of their face and get off their little chops with it. Fuck me. How many brain cells do you lose fucking doing that? Anyway, boys, I'll leave you with a quick one. You think swimming with dolphins is expensive, you should try swimming with sharks. Cost me an arm and a leg. Anyway, Tommy, stay out of yourself.
He's fucking done well.
Oh, well done, brother. Oi, this relates to me literally just happened, going to Brisbane.
Oh, true.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you fly in, you're not allowed aerosols on the flight.
Yep.
So I get the old, you know, good sniff and shit for when you're out on the prowl, like out and about, not prowling anything, obviously, but fucked up use of words there. I mean, like, just getting into your work, spray yourself with the good stuff. But I don't have the aerosol can because you can't fly with it, but I'm going on an overnight mission. So you go fly in there. I was walking around Caxton Street and I went, oh, I should go get some deodorant. Walked into the IGA. Oh, I don't need to buy a can. I'm going to have to throw it out tomorrow. Little sneaky. Which one do I want to try? Under the arms. Off I go out of the shop. Might be a grub act, but it is what it is.
I reckon it's play on.
It's like you.
It's hygiene.
Every now and again you can grab a, you know, a fresh bean out of the veggie section to have a bit of a chew on, or a grape.
I used to run, yeah, the grape.
You got to check the grape.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You always just have a little of a thing there. But yeah, I'm fully with him there. I wonder, is it worth it? Because remember Pooh Bandit was saying all the aerosols in like Catherine and NT and that are locked up. Is it working its way through all of them, I wonder?
Yeah, I think that chroming thing, I didn't know it was that bad, but yeah. It probably is.
Did our mate say where he was from?
No, I was thinking that he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so it must be working its way into the other areas as well. But
do you reckon like vaping's sort of constituted with that? Like, has it bordered on?
Yeah, it's nearly as gay.
It's definitely nearly. Oh, I don't know. Putting a tea towel on over your head and fucking sucking a fucking Lynx can.
That's full on. Yeah. So what's it? It must just be kids that are doing that, eh? Like that just have access to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to kind of say. Yeah.
What do they do that? Then they get into the nangs and then fucking.
Man, there was a kid who died chroming when we were at school.
Yeah, and yeah, I remember he was in me form class.
Yeah, so it's fucking. If you are listening and you're whatever age person, but directed at young people out there, don't be a fuckhead. Chroming is shit. It's deodorant to put on your body. Don't fucking huff it in. It's stupid.
I think it's even pretty bad for your. Bodies too, I think. Like the aluminium entering it.
Well, like I said, that bloke died doing that. Chroming. Fucking when we were at school. So it's a dangerous thing. Don't do it. I think there's been a few people to die from it. But
I hope we don't start locking up everything. Like, fuck, are we going to get to the point with this you know, you get your groceries delivered.
Mm.
Is it just going to end up as a warehouse soon?
Mate, I hope they don't, like you just said then, go the style of like our industries and that at the moment are doing, and one person fucks up so they change it all so no one can do it.
Yeah.
Like it's a classic example of, I'm not even going to say where I was working, but this bloke was using a grinder with a wire buff.
Yeah.
And he was using it upside down, laying down, and wasn't holding the grinder with two hands. Wasn't using it properly. Pushed it up, it bit in and rolled across and bit into his other hand. So instead of saying, you've used that wrong, you fucking idiot, you should have been holding it with two hands, they've gone the full thing where they make you wear a full welding jacket, Kevlar sleeves, you know, all the fucking shit because that one person fucked up using it. Now, that's the wrong attitude to have, I reckon, you know.
And wasn't it even a spotter or something? You had to have a spotter with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, oh, a spotter watching you as well, the full welding jacket. You look like a fucking astronaut to use
grinder.
Yeah, a grinder. And then the way the safety system works, you don't want to be less safe, so it's probably still a thing. And it's the same with the deodorant thing. Like, I know kids are chroming and that, but surely you can't just fucking take deodorant away from people to be easily accessible or, I don't know. It's a hard decision to make, but you can't just keep fucking one person fucking up and, you know, taking everything away from them.
Yeah, at least they're not putting needles and strawberries and shit like that mad woman. Oh, remember that?
Wasn't that loose? That was fucking hectic, yeah, was wasn't fucked. It? Yeah, she deserves a flog on that.
Mm.
That chick. Boy, another chick, obviously. But, yes. Yeah.
Righto.
Move on.
Camera, Tommy, Quionce, Big Rhino from the fucking Victorian fucking area. just a little bit of a fucking yarn for you. The other day, young bloke comes home with a bit of fucking homework. Now, get this, my young bloke's 9, grade 4. Comes home. And there's like 10 words that start with the letter T. Throughout, therefore, thesaurus. Gets to word 4, boys. And the word is threesome. Fucking threesome. How do you explain a threesome to a 9-year-old? This is what I don't understand. So, thank God Google is a thing. Because got on Google and said, 3 people engaging in one activity all together at the same time. So he turned around and said, Dad, I had a threesome of Connect 4. Oh, mate. That's a 2-player game, sorry. So he actually wrote down, boys, I had a threesome of Uno.
Heck.
Tell me if this is a carry-on or a play-on, boys. Is this a carry-on from the teacher, or do I just let this play on? Because I think it's actually quite funny. Also, going back a couple of episodes, boys, talking about colostomy bags. You know the hardest thing about having a colostomy bag, boys? Finding a fucking pair of shoes to match. Ooh. Stay out of yourselves, boys. Talk to you soon.
That is surely that teacher is one of the most sheltered people on earth. Like to not think that that's gonna has anything attached to it. Like you would just leave that word out from having to introduce that to a young person, wouldn't you?
Or she's trying to spice up her day
to the kids.
Get to read back. Yeah, I don't know.
Like
dealing with grade 4 kids. Or like maybe it is one to go do homework. Like that's strictly homework. She goes, oh, I'm going to get a laugh out of this.
Yeah, like back in the staff room kind of thing.
Yeah, probably. Like, yeah. Oh, well, good on her. But I'm just thinking, like, if you talk about going fishing with 3 years, there's no way you're saying, oh, yeah, I had a threesome with the boys, chucking a few lures around.
Couple of gay boys up the creek.
You been queering?
You boys been queering that tinny event? Nah, mate, just a threesome.
Yeah. You been queering on that jetty? You boys been queering? But no, it's I don't think anyone I've ever heard use that apart from rooting.
Mm. Do we say that to an animal? Any group of animals?
No way, man.
Besides humans?
No.
Well,
in our vocabulary, I've never heard anyone refer to 3 people doing something as a threesome apart from rooting.
Same.
But so shout out to that teacher if she was doing it just to pull the piss out of every parent out there.
Mm.
Yeah. Imagine parent-teacher interviews. Oh, you fucked us up there, miss, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was the go with that?
Birds and the Bees got cancelled last week, but here's Wader.
Do you reckon it's maybe... Oi, do you reckon it's the teacher trying to fucking reach out to the parents?
Oh, like a swingers teacher.
Oh. Yeah. Do you reckon she, that's her little subtle thing to be like, all right, I've thrown the bait out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Will I get hit up at parent-teacher interviews?
Yeah, keys in the bowl. Let's go.
Yeah. Do you think it might be a possibility?
We might be onto something here.
Mm. So there you go. That's one.
I like it.
Yeah. Thought you'd like that. Righto.
Let's go.
Hey, boys. It's fucking Dylan from Geraldton here. Love the fucking potty, boys. It's fucking wicked. Listen to it all day. They're fucking out in the tractor. Yeah, I got into a bit of a fucking argument with my sister the other day over tickling her baby's feet. She reckons I should wait till it's born. Yeah, that bullshit. Boys, some catches.
Shout out to Tasmania. Oh. Yeah, copy that.
It wouldn't have been a silent argument, I'll tell you what.
Jeez.
Heck.
That's right up in the cervix. Heck. Righto. Well, unless you've got anything to add to the back of that.
Nah. Cheers.
Move on there, old son.
Tommy, Cam, Quinn, long-time caller, first-time listener. You know when you roll your condom on your penis, how there's that barcode on it? No? Oh, you mustn't roll it back as far as I do. Stay out of yourselves.
What do you say, barcode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Look, it's been a while since I've used one of them, I've just got to say.
Yeah.
Shout out to Safe Sex, though.
Yeah, correct.
Good stuff. All you young people out there, don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
couple of short ones just threw us off.
Yeah.
Right, I move on.
G'day, you fucking cock wranglers. Yeah, just ring up about the shit that you've stolen or known to be stolen. I'll dog myself in, I stole it. We're in Sydney going to Soundwave one year. It was still a fucking sick concert. And, we went past the Opera House. And I was that fucking pissed that I don't remember anything. Like, I woke up in a bathtub and shit. I was all sorts of fuzz. But we get to the airport and I'm fucking in the trenches hard. And as we go through the security, he goes, "What's in your bag, mate?" I said, "Oh, I don't know. Like, what do you mean?" He goes, "Some big rectangle of metal?" I got no fucking clue, man. He goes, "You might have to take a look." I'm like, "Yeah, that's right." And he pulls out, and in the front zipper, like the one that you never use, I slid in the Sydney Opera House bar side. It was like something for like where the bar is. And yeah, I don't really remember. My mate reckons he does. He reckons I just walked up and ripped it off and was cheering about it and carried on all night. But yeah, I put it back in my bag and forgotten about it. And then I caught it at the airport. I still got the sign though. So yeah. Anyway, over to you.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
What was that? The Sydney like Opera House plaque?
Nah, bar for the, like, where you're drinking.
Oh, yeah. It was a sign.
Yeah.
So he's just tore her off. Bit of a fucking replica. Oi, I don't know how I got to this, but thinking about ripping shit off, is there any way you could, like, chip a piece off Ayers Rock? Like, or is it really like, is security like full on around it?
They're not even allowed to climb on it anymore.
Nah. Because I remember when we went there, I was in high school, and I think they'd already stopped the climbing of Uluru or Ayers Rock or whichever one you use. But yeah, I was thinking when I was there, I'm like, imagine if you just went and chipped a piece off and had it like, yeah, this is Ayers Rock.
Oh, no.
You know? Like, I don't know. I wonder if anyone's done that before.
They probably have done it.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah,
like, I'm thinking about people stealing shit and what people would do or what, gets them to do shit.
Oh, definitely overseas people, going, right, I went over to see Ayers Rock and got a bit of it here, actually.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
A few elders that might be a little bit upset.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Definitely. I think, it'd be fucking stupid to do that. I just mean, I was thinking of the things people could have possibly stolen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty obvious sneaking in there with a chisel and a hammer. Just get a red rock near as rock and say you did.
That's right.
But, yeah, there you go. Stolen item.
Yeah, go, boys. Just small cock Corey here. I was just wondering if you guys have ever had, like, a girlfriend with the same name as your sister. Because I did, and it really, like, threw me off while we were fucking. I kept thinking about my girlfriend. In ya, out of ya, in ya again.
Ah! Kept thinking about my girlfriend. Fucking hell, he's got some inbred fucking...
Yeah, incest show today.
This is incest today.
Shout out to Tasmania. We're just getting Tassie calls fucking flat out. What are you doing down
well,
there?
Well, no, he's all by name soon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all six of you.
Yeah. Get that in you.
No, I don't think I've ever dated or...
Your sister, no.
No.
No. I know.
But no, you haven't...
No, but no. It would throw... I honestly think it would throw me off. Like, if I met a chick right from the start and they had the same name as my sister, like, it would be a... It definitely would be a... You'd definitely think about it, put it that way.
Like, I know both my uncles have.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Heck.
One's still married to one with yeah. the same name as mum.
Well, look, it's not a... It's not a definite throw out, but I mean, put it this way. They'd have to tick every single other box for to make it happen, I reckon, to top that little bit of head noise, right?
What box are they ticking?
I'm not a real name caller while rooting anywhere.
No.
Are you?
No. I'm not really a vocal, too vocal.
Oh, what, you don't throw a moan in?
Oh, maybe. Pretty silent, fucking Ivan Milat style.
A silent rooter. Yeah. Just a
the
heaver.
Silent rooter. The heaver. The stairmaster.
They just dripping sweat. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, not a real name caller in general, but.
Are you just shouting out that you're a loud rooter? Or?
No, I'm saying I'm the opposite. Like, as in the not a real name dropper, like mid root, real vocal sort of person, anyway. But yeah, I don't know. But that would be a throw off the sister's name when you're meeting a chick. For me, anyway, it would be
definitely.
Boys, I fucking didn't know who to call, but I just saw this bottle of ice cream topping get coward punched. I think it was a salted caramel.
For sake.
I reckon that is that's in the running.
That's a first time caller too. How fucking good is that?
A salted caramel.
I forgot about that.
Well done.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Great delivery.
Thanks for that. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, Tony, Dan, Queef. Oh, Paul Maria just ringing up there. Yeah, love your work. Two episodes a week, boys. It's good shit, eh? Yeah, no, got a bit of a joke for you there, gentlemen. Why are orphans no good at baseball? Because they never know where home is. Roger, boys. See you, boys.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times. Yeah. And, yeah, it's a fucking good one. I remember first getting hit by that and I was like, ooh, that's a fucking
I know where home
sensitive
bases.
Joke. Yeah, don't know where home is. Yeah, copy that.
Camouflage, Tommy Gun, Quinn Trex Titty, Harry Harapier from down south. I just finished 2 weeks stint over in New Zealand and I got a bit of a fucking carry-on that I noticed three times. We had three plots, three times. And it just seemed to fucking match up every time I was on the plane. I found the lowest IQ cunts I've ever fucking seen in my life. You don't know who they are? It's when you land and they're like, righto, you can start fucking exiting the plane and fucking whatever have you. And all these cunts stand up thinking, oh, if I'm fucking first to stand up, I'll be first off the fucking plane. Well, no, you fucking wait. You can fucking wait until I have my bag. Like, there's these cunts. Oh, my God. So just fucking stand up, mate. You're just not going to fucking help your cause. Just chill out and wait your fucking turn. And do you know what else fucks me off?
What's that?
Looking around at all these cunts that still believe in the Weezer wearing a mask. Like, give yourself an uppercut, cunt, and wake up. Otherwise, that is us.
Yeah, I can't agree more with the fucking everyone standing up. Literally just on the flight.
Wasn't it recently?
Just chill the fuck out. Everyone from the front's going to go first. They'll have to get out, get their bag.
I think it was our Sydney trip, wasn't Perth. And everyone got up and we're like pretty eager to get off the plane. And then half the plane is gone. And this older couple and this other mob was just fucking around.
Yeah.
And there's just the biggest gap. And then everyone's blood was just boiling, going, the plane's gone and you're fucking around. Like, why do you have to fuck around so much?
Yeah, mate, 100%.
It's just like the fuel station. You got to have good etiquette.
Yeah.
Get in and get off.
That's right. Exactly. I was talking to the boys about this on the piss, the Blue Bet lads, and we were talking about flights and how it's just a giant fart chamber.
Yeah.
You know? And saying, when is no-no for pooing on the planes? Like, do you know those short, like, hour-long domestic flights?
Yeah.
Where it's like a bus trip. Don't shit on the plane. Like, as in, just go for a piss or whatever.
Or it's even going to the bathroom on an hour flight to carry on.
Yeah, unless you're fully into the piss. Like, if you're fully into the piss, you can't help it. But, yeah, like, unless it's obviously one of those trips overseas, like the 14-hour, you got to have a shit.
Hmm.
Well, most of the time. But, yeah, they reckon those 14-hour flights, right, the ones overseas or however long you're going, London and all these things, they reckon the smell when the people outside open that door is fucking putrid.
You're kidding.
Well, yeah, they just dump it off in the sky.
No, I've never thought. No, well, it's a pressurized cab.
Yeah.
Inside. So they reckon the poor cunt who opens the door after that 14 hours just cops hundreds of people's gases and fucking all food scents and shit like that just going out of the door. But you're all used to it inside, so you don't think about that, eh?
Yeah, it's weird.
When they said that to me, I was like, oh, it would be gross too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Coming out into like an atmosphere which is just normal, just copping that stink.
Don't miss that.
So, yeah, shout out to planes.
Tommy, Cam, Vincent, what's going on, boys? Just listen to the episode 122 about the bloke ringing up. Fucking, he's over at a house party and filled up all the fucking glasses with water and put them back. Pisser. Love it. Reminded me of a fucking time we were a little bit like younger and that. Me and the group of all the boys went to this fucking house party. Didn't really know the cunt or fucking anything like that, which is word going around town. And we roll up to this house party. We're starting to get a bit loose, a bit reckless and that. A few people are fucking doing a bit of breaking shit at the front and carrying on and all that sort of shit. And my mate, who was one of the most cunning connoisseurs in pissing cunts off, has decided to grab a pillowcase and go room to room, and he stole every single light bulb out of this house. He took them out of the fucking bedrooms, out of the reading lamps next to the fucking, next to the couch in the living room and shit. All the, all up the hallway, bathrooms, the whole lot. He took the light bulbs out of everything and kept filling up this pillowcase, and we even went out of our way to get the light bulb out of the microwave and the fucking fridge. Like, not big damage report or anything like that, but how fucking pissed off would you be the next day assessing the damage of your house party and some cunt has removed every light bulb out of your fucking house? I thought that was a fucking cracker. Anyway, boys, stay out of yourselves. Upper.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind the next day, but the next night I'd be... human mates.
Well, I'm blowing up about not cooking on the veranda from one out. And taking one out of me microwave.
Oi, the head noise of that. The head noise. Like just going, oh yeah, she's blown. Go to turn on the next one.
Yeah.
Next one. Steaming. And then you're like, fuck this, I'm going to get something out of the fridge. Fridge isn't on.
Oh, no.
Microwave isn't on. Holy, you would be an angry... Well, I would be
fuming. They're not cheap. Like, imagine if you just like threw them all in the mint.
Yeah, that's right. Like, this is one of those ones where that's definitely not on the same level as the glasses full of water.
Yeah.
That one, if they were all left in a location, you went, ha-ha, go check the fucking such-and-such room. There they all are, eh?
Yeah.
Because that, like you said, if all of them built up, it's still fucking hilarious. Like, if I'm picturing one of the boys just fucking going off, but I would not be happy.
And there's a bulb inside a microwave, easy accessible. I've never seen them.
Neither have I. Yeah.
But I'm
not sure. It's a good one, though. Like, it's a fucking beauty, but yeah.
Yeah, obviously, you don't really like gold, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Especially if you took them.
Imagine the stepladder. If you, like, obviously, you might be a tall lad, and you got a short bloke like me standing on top of the couch trying to put the one back in the ceiling.
Oh, imagine having a house party and you come into your kitchen and here's these two cunts stealing the light out of your microwave. What are you two cunts doing?
Fuck, it must be a boring party to be focusing on that.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, there's another one. But, yeah, I'd go with the water with the glasses, I reckon. If you're going to do it to your mate anyway. If you don't like him, do that one.
I won't be fucking having any house parties anytime soon.
No, that's right. Giving anyone any ideas anyway.
Yeah. Well past that point, I reckon.
Mm. Yeah.
Righto.
Well, fuck me. Boys, I'm a bit, I don't know. I'm of a couple minds on this fucking issue. I was listening to the latest fucking episode when yous were carrying on about fucking KFC burgers. Mm. And I thought, fuck, I could go for a shitty old KFC burger. Well, I'd love to tell you how that fucking KFC burger was, but the useless fucking cunts at KFC didn't put me McFucking burger in me McFucking order, the useless cunts.
Mm.
I'm fucking spewing, boys. Anyway, I'll just take solace because apparently they're shit burgers anyway, which I wouldn't fucking know because I couldn't fucking taste the cunt. Also, shout out to him, the KFC. Fucking you fucking got the Alpha Bloke sticker out the front on the fucking little thing.
Yeah,
probably the one positive highlight of the experience is get to take solace in knowing that you boys are fucking displayed there. But fucking pissed off about not getting me burger, me shit fucking burger. Well, I can't even defend the cunt of a thing because it wasn't in me big fucking order. Anyway, fucking have a good one, boys. Love you.
Love you, mate. I it took me a little bit, but now I do check, like, especially if you've just got a certain amount of burgers, certain amount of chips to look at. Like, I'm not opening the nugget box and counting nuggets and shit, but I am opening that bag before I McMove anyway. And just checking I've got the number.
My thing is always asking for sweet and sour sauce. Like, even though I've asked for it, I'll go sweet and sour sauce in here. And I go, nah, typical. Like, that's just like every end of my conversation at that joint.
Yeah, sweet and sour sauce.
Where is it?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, definitely check your order, eh?
Yes.
It's not like they're passionate in there packing the bag going, oh, he's going to love this feed. I'm going to make sure he's got all of it in there.
Mm. It'd have to be the best Australian takeaway.
What's that?
KFC. You either love it. It's another love or hate thing, I reckon.
Mm. If you could pick one to only have for the rest of your life.
Oh, no, definitely not KFC then. Yeah, when you put it like that.
Like, if you had to pick one and it was just, it was that or, and that's it forever.
Yeah, no.
Fuck, that's a hard question.
It is, yeah.
That is
hard. I don't know. Yeah. That is a hard question.
We might actually save that and we'll put it in the Trendsetters group, Quinn.
Mm.
Just one forever and we'll see. We'll actually get some numbers and have a chat about it next episode.
There would be definitely the zinger lovers. They would just go, I could eat that the rest of my life.
Well, like I sort of said that other time, the burger not being the hero in it, but I like getting a zinger box myself because you get a little bit of variety of everything. That's the beauty in it for me, the zinger box. But yeah, I do love KFC in the odd times that I have it, but that is a fucking tough one to pick one forever. So
maybe Subway, where you can constantly change the sub.
See, I don't see that in the same thing though.
Because I don't really like Subway that much. Like, I don't froth it. But I'm going, if I had to eat it for the rest of my life.
I froth Subway, but I'm more talking here. I'm going Macca's, KFC, Hungry Jack's, and Red Rooster.
Big four.
Like, that's the four that I'm talking about. Because otherwise,
that's
you're
going, up here in these rural towns.
But no, well, I'm talking just in Australia, like the four main fast food outlets.
Can we put top five outlets in quickly?
Because you don't, otherwise you're going all India Mexican and if you go
that's
to Subway.
That's what I'd like. I could eat probably Mexican.
Yeah, but I mean, that's too hard to fucking.
Yeah, so you're right. Yep.
So
you've hit it.
Yeah.
You've done well.
So we're going
Subway, Macca's.
Macca's, KFC, Hungry Jack's, Red Rooster. I just mean I'd like to see where that fits in, because otherwise you just – it's harder to keep track of. So we'll do the big four and we'll suss out where people's hearts lie. Yeah. I think KFC will definitely get the win, but I'm interested to see.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll get back to you about it next episode.
Subway, number one.
Yeah, so is that the amount of locations?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Subway in Australia is in 1,227 locations.
It's a lot easier to set up a Subway than a Macca's, eh?
Yeah, Macca's in 970 locations, Domino's 716, KFC 712, Hungry Jack's 445, and Red Rooster 335. So that's the numbers of stores. But anyway, so we'll fucking get into the
trendsetters. Well, I thought there'd be a lot more Macca's.
So do I.
Yeah.
They seem – well, I just reckon Macca's are so smart with their locations, man. They're always in the perfect spot for easy access.
Yeah.
Aren't they? You got to give the fuckers that. But yeah.
They would have dominated, like, the highway game.
Oh, for sure. Exactly.
Mm. Righto.
All right.
Tommy, Cam, Queefy Queef Nuts, how are we, boys?
Good, thanks.
Just Robbo down here from Victoria. Got a, I've got a carry-on or a play-on for you fellas. So, a couple of years ago, my brother organised some drinks around his joint. Anyway, you know, he's organised for a couple of weeks and whatnot. So, you know, get all the boys around, have a few bets, have a few beers, you know, as you do. Anyway, on the Thursday beforehand, he reckons that he can't do the beers anymore, you know? Beers, no bets, nothing. He's got something on. And we didn't think that it was right, you know what I mean? You know, you plan it for weeks, don't go fucking, don't go dogging us now. Alright, so we end up doing some investigation and realised he was going on a little date that night and not going out with the boys for beers. He's going, you know, see if he can get his old fella a bit wet. So I said to the boys, I said, you know what? Not having that. I've got his house key. So I thought, you know what? Let's play a little prank on the fella. So what we've done is we've gone inside, gone to his bedroom. And if you know me, brother, he's not pulling this bird. You know, we will back at ourselves that he ain't pulling this bird. So we've gone ahead and we've taken all the bolts and screws out of his bed. So the frame was just sitting there. We took all the slats out of the bed. So we just placed the mattress on those little rails, and we thought when he comes in, he's already blown his date. So when he comes in, he's going to sit on his bed, and then all of a sudden falls apart. You know what I mean? Fuck, last thing you want to do at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night is put your bed together. Anyway, we thought nothing of it. Gets a phone call. He is fuming. So what happened was he ended up jagging this bird. He takes her home, throws her on the bed. Bang. Bed going flat. She's kicking off, cracking the shits. She's left. And all of a sudden, he's there, left to pick up the pieces and put his bed back together. Worst part about it was, we lost his bolts. So, yeah, shout out to Jamie. Bad luck, mate. Stay out of yourself, boys.
What I'm thinking is here, surely, like, you'd have a laugh at that, the Sheila. Like, if she's coming back, it's all fun. You're about to have a root. Surely that wouldn't be a deal breaker, would it? Like, you'd be like, what the fuck's going on here? They fucked me bed up or something.
I'll tell
like,
you what, if you threw her on the bed and she went straight to the bottom.
Yeah, on a mattress.
And then
though.
Going, what the fuck's going on here? And then you just got a dumb answer.
Yeah, because you don't know what happened.
Oh, sorry, my brother's got a key.
But like, that's, yeah. They've cock blocked him. Poor bloke. Shout out to Jamie. You would be blown away, but wouldn't you? You'd be going, what the fuck just happened there?
I'd be shocked.
Yeah, you wouldn't. It'd take you a while, especially if you were blind at night. You're trying to explain it to her in a fucking, yeah.
We better hope you got roadhead before that or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Got a roadie.
The old roadie.
There you go. Righto.
Top of the morning to you lads, young Thomas, young Cameron, and Queefy Eefy Ooh-Ooh. It's a fucking Greta Granny Growler here on the line. And today I was listening to Trendsetter Talkback and hear an old mate whose missus fucked up his knob with a fingernail. And it got me thinking about another penile-style injury, which happened to a mate of mine. And it wasn't sexual. He's just a sick cunt. Yeah, loves a party trick, this bloke. Sometimes he'll try and catch a beer can or an esky lid in his ass cheeks. Just normal, like, fuck, that's normal things to do, right?
Yeah.
He's a bit, you know, over the hill. He's in his 50s and he still participates in such activities. Yeah, good on him. He thought he'll step it up one day, and his next one was to try and insert an anchovy down his Japs eye and poke it in with a chopstick as far as he could go. And I'm still, you know, fucked to the day why the fuck anyone would think that's a good idea, but he did. So, anyway. So he goes about his business, he gets his can of anchovies out, fucking starts trying to ram it in his dick, pushing it in with the chopstick. Wasn't going in real good, so he used his stubby as a hammer to knock it in. Like, yeah, fucking special boy. And all of a sudden, there's a blood-curdling fucking scream. I don't know if he had second thoughts about what he was doing, or maybe it was the fucking blood flowing from his cock. Yeah, so he's gone a little bit far there, and he's trying to piss it out. He's panicking. He couldn't get this fucking anchovy out of his cock. It's stuck deep.
Are you kidding me?
So, long story short, old mate had to go to the emergency room. And imagine attempting to explain that shit to a nurse. What a fucking loony. Anyway, fucking go about your business. Suck an alligator's dick, growl out my nana, and furthermore, suck me off with a yabby pump, you fucking dogs.
Heck.
What was that movie, Welcome to the Jungle, when they talked about that fish that's in
the Amazon?
In Amazon.
Swims up your piss stream?
Yeah. Can we have a look at that? Look that up?
I don't know fish what movie you're talking about.
Just
it's got The Rock in it.
Just write up fish swimming up piss stream. Yeah. It's in the Amazon
Welcome
or something.
To the Jungle is the movie, I think. There it is.
So the kangaroo. Kangaroo is a tiny Amazonian parasitic catfish reported to swim into urethral and other body openings of unprotected bathers.
Oh, cunt.
It is also known as canaro, camaro, and urethra fish, and is a member of the genus Vandelia. Wow.
Holy heck.
The dick fish. It must just swim around in your bladder.
The dickfish.
It's like moving inside your bra.
The cockfish. Dude, what the fuck? Putting an anchovy in your Jap's eye.
So he must have had like a bone go the wrong way or something and just get caught.
What would inspire you? Like, I wouldn't put anything in my dick hole. No. But anchovy would be the last. Like, as in, it's not. Aren't they soft? Aren't they like a soft?
Yeah, I thought they were like
squishy,
going to soft mush.
Fucking. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, shout out to that guy.
Run
and
your
buddies.
Own race.
Yeah, if you're fucking jamming fish in your dick hole, then...
At 50.
At 50.
You're a wild unit, might have to come on for a chat.
I wouldn't put that past you when you're 50.
Straight up anchovy.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, anyway. I don't think I'm into putting shit in my dick.
Surely there's no pleasure out of putting something in your dick hole.
I don't know. Isn't there those sex toys for that?
Yeah, it's like a corkscrew. Just winding it in.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Winding.
Apparently that's called sounding, didn't we find?
Sounding.
Right out sounding, Quinn.
With my hate for hospitals lately, I really just haven't tried to push the limits with anything I've been doing.
Oh, to do with... insertions.
No, just straight up being a fuckwit.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine walking in saying, hey, how you going? Yeah, I've got an anchovy stuck in my dick hole. How the fuck do you get around that? So this is sounding. I think we've covered this before, but just in case you haven't heard it. Sounding, this the pursuit of sexual satisfaction has led to an emerging practice among men known as urethral sounding. This practice involves inserting a glass or metal object or fluid into the urethra. The aim is to enhance sexual pleasure by encouraging your partner to explore your penis in several ways.
Fuck no.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Not for me. But if you're a sounder, fucking let us know.
A prober.
If you're a dick prober.
Is sounding healthy? Is there any benefits to sounding?
Oh, Jesus, surely not. So is urethral sanding healthy? Although some people may desire pleasure from urethral sanding, it can result in sexual health complications and severe damage to the urethra, as it is highly likely that people will require medical attention for subsequent issues.
Yeah.
Many urologists strongly recommend avoiding the sexual act. Do you know what I thought about mid fucking yarn there? Imagine having a loose dick.
Oh, dribble cock.
How's that? Oh, I never thought that'd be possible, having a loose dick.
But that's right, eh?
Oh, he's such a slut, mate. He's got such a loose dick on him.
Oh. Fuck. Imagine gaping jab's eye.
Oh.
Icky.
Yeah. Fuck. Moving
on. But that was probably the wildest chat of today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sounding.
Bestiality sounding.
Get out of it.
Here we go.
Tomahawk, Camelama Ding Dong, Quinton Cook, a.k.a. DJ Cunt. Let me present myself. I'm Sam Spanner, your long-lost cousin, the daftest pomegranate on the planet, the sickest Brit. Now, I've got one hell of a historical yarn for you marsupial pouch fuckers. It's about Great Uncle John. Now, in the Second World War, he was stationed out in the Burmese jungle, trying to stop the expansion of the Empire of the Sun. One day, they got ambushed by the Japanese. Next minute, you know, out of nowhere came the fucking Queenslanders and yabby pumped them and saved the Brits' asses. And poor Uncle John, he was shell-shocked. The Aussie commander said, "What's your name, boy?" And he said, John. And he said, "Hold on a second. You remind me of some pommy cunt that moved out to Merionvale. His name was Stuttering Stanley." And when he went into the local watering hole, he said, "Can I get a pint? And the barman said, "How many fucking pints do you want, cunt?" And then anyway, that cheered up the Brits. And let me just say this. I've listened to over 120 of your fucking epic episodes, and I've got to say that one of my favourite things was the old yarns about Cam's arse on tap, and that got me thinking, why don't you write a letter to the mayor of Agnes Water and ask him to delete the letter G? And what'd you get? Anus Water. And the last thing I was going to say, talking about Quinderella and the Seven Balls.
Ooh.
Now listen, when Quinderella was having a bath and the dirty seven balls were looking through the keyhole, the next thing you knew, fucking Grumpy came all over happy. Anyway, speak to you later, you chronic masturbators.
That's fucking funny, eh?
That's good. That was good.
That was a good chat. That has to remind me, though, do you know that... Do you know that clip of that bloke who with the bad stutter? Now, if you have a stutter, like, obviously, fucking that'd suck, but, you know, we'd take the piss out of everything here, so don't feel special. do you know that clip? Do you know that clip where old mate's going, and someone put a motorbike doing a wheelie?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Like, just the internet is so quick with everything.
Everything.
Like, something just happens. Bang. So it's like people are just sitting there and their job is to be like, can I do something with this, you know?
And definitely if you are creative as well and you have a couple of those apps where you can spin a few things around, make a meme.
Yeah. And they just, you know, it's just fucking funny, man. Oh, that was a great, that was a well put together yarn there.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Merivale and Agnes and fucking.
Fucking had a bit of everything. Fucking, you got a shit job today. You got a hard job.
Oh, I know. My head's just spinning at the moment, going, fuck.
Yeah.
I know.
Are you Queensland sister feasters? That's little Matt from Moama. I've got a bit of a tall tale for you. It's actually a proper true yarn. I was lying in bed one night. I've been knocking this Sheila off for a couple of weeks. And she goes, "Hey, have you ever pissed on anybody?" I said, "What do you mean?" And she goes, "Well, fully giving him a golden shower." I said, "No, I used to piss on me missus in the shower. She hated it, but if you're up for it, let's go." She goes, "Rightio, I'm going to the bathtub. You come and fucking hose me." I said, "Rightio." So I'm fucking standing there, spread eagle over the fucking bar, just fucking hosing her, and she's rubbing it into her tits and fucking playing with her mutt. Fucking, it was proper wild, eh? Like, I've never fucking seen anything like it. I don't know if I'd be up for it again, but fuck, you know, you got to try everything twice to make sure you really don't like it. But anyway, that's a little Matt from Moama signing off, eh?
Oh, wow. Was that little Mutt?
Yeah.
Little Mutt from Moana, was it?
Yeah.
He's my type of lad, the way he spins the yarn.
Mate, you just spoke to the bloke picking today.
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you that. You hit him in the sweet spot there.
There's, what was that? Oh, we looked it up back in the day. It was like that sex cult shit we were talking about.
Glass bottom boats and that.
No, that Sanctum or whatever it was. Put SCMT into Google. And he did a podcast. Or maybe go, it's like a high class thing in New York and they do it all over the place. See if it'll come up. Nah.
No. Must be an underground
anyway,
thing.
It was a fucking unit anyway. He had more dramas than you can ever poke a stick at. But he was talking about, like, they get all real sexual and they'll, like, piss in each other's mouth and just let it run down fucking their necks and just love it.
Where would you say, like, obviously this has nothing to do with our missus and that. Say it's a different world, you're a single bloke, you're mid-20s and you're just fucking going through your life.
Yeah.
Where would you draw the line, like, if a chick wanted you to piss on her, like, just on a one-off thing, party and all?
I'd be like, oh, mate, I'd be like, you got to do it twice and so you know you don't like it.
What about shitting on her?
Oh, fuck no.
You wouldn't?
No. No. Would you?
No, I couldn't. I reckon if they were really like, I just want you to piss on me, then I'd be like, yeah, right. Eh? Like,
oh, I could definitely do, yeah, definitely do the piss thing.
Like, that's a bit easy, but laying a steamer.
I don't even like that conversation. I think the piss thing's funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the shit thing.
Being shat on, it's just such a...
I think you just should be an animal then, if you like to be shit on.
Hmm.
Don't you reckon?
You have to be a different animal if you like getting shit on.
Oh, yuck.
That is just fucked.
I gag going to the fucking toilet if someone's going like behind me. Let alone.
My thing is I'd feel bad for them. Like as in, even if you were doing it and they ask for it and they're like, oh, the filthier the better, as it's coming out and you cop a whiff of it.
Moving on.
Yeah, righto. Yeah, all mates.
Boys.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
sorry.
No, keep going.
Right, let's go.
Guy from Victoria here. Just got a bit of a funny for you. So back in the olden days in America, an Indian tribe, they capture three white men. They say, go into the forest and capture three of one fruit and you have to be back by sunrise. So out the three men go and sunrise comes and they're all waiting and the first bloke comes back with apples, 10 apples. And they say, now you have to shove them up your ass or we'll kill you. He gets to the third apple and squeaks. So they kill him and he goes to heaven. Not too long after, the second bloke comes back with grapes and he gets to the ninth grape and giggles. So they kill him and he goes to heaven. Now, up in heaven, the first guy says to the second, mate, you know, why'd you giggle? You were so close. And the guy says, I saw the third guy coming back with pineapples.
Clean, effective.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was good. Yeah, fucking hell.
Nice. I think I've got three left.
Copy.
Hey, guys. Farmer Mark calling in from the Rarity again. Hope you guys are doing well. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay, because a few weeks ago I made a joke about potatoes, and now here I am out in the fields planting them. As I'm out here in the tractor, I've got a lot of time to think, and I've been thinking about the wonders of the world, like Easter Island and all that. And there's one wonder of the world that I don't think it's talked about very often, and that's corn on the cob. Hear me out, you have corn on the cob with dinner. No matter how much you chew it, the next day when you take a massive dump, there comes out, kernels and all. And I don't know what type of voodoo black magic that is, and that's coming from a farmer, so I thought maybe you boys knew an answer. I'm dear what you guys have to say. Before I head out, I want to leave you guys with a fun fact about vegetables again. What's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea? I'll tell you what, boys, I've never had a garbanzo bean on me before, but I sure as hell had a chickpea on me before. And it sells, boys. Bye.
relevant to what we were talking about.
Yeah. That's very relevant. That's a beauty at the moment. So Quinn's just Googled
it. Is it not a... Yeah, I got one too.
Corners is an especially common culprit for undigested food in stool. This is because corn has an outer shell of a compound called...
Cellulose.
Thanks, Quinn. Your body doesn't contain enzymes that specifically break that down.
Science.
So obviously, all the goodness from the inside of that would
get
extracted. It's just the shell stays there, so it looks like you get nothing out of it.
Is it the same for sultanas? Because the other day, fucking, my daughter's nappy was just, she didn't fucking chew one of them.
Should I go, do sultanas have cellulose?
Or break down?
Sultanas in poop.
When not chewed, probably can undergo
sultanas or raisins, can undergo rehydration in a child's body, come out the nappy looking more like a full-size grape.
Holy fuck. That's loose.
Yeah, so don't even worry about the sultanas, I don't think.
Yeah, well.
Heck.
There you go. Shout out to Corn on the Cob, though. Last night when I was doing some T-bones on the grill, I fucking had some corn, full-size corn, in alfoil with butter. And salt.
How good's buttered corn?
Butter and salt and pepper wrapped up on the grill, turned a few times, put up the top to stay warm, and then just stop it. It was fucking good. So shout out to that.
Thanks, Farmer Mark.
On your Farmer Mark.
Camilla, Thompson, Queef, you naughty little fucking side piece. How's it going, you trio of koala bummers? It's Jack the necrophiliac, yeah? The real patron saint of the British Isles. Now, the reason for my call, boys, is I don't really understand the logistics of Queenslanders and dad kisses. But all I know is dad kisses are fucking betas and Queenslanders are fucking alphas. Now, the other reason for my call is I listened to episode 125 of some bloke who ripped his fucking banjo, but it doesn't matter about that. He used a vibrating fucking rod on his missus. What a fucking beta. I assume this cunt thinks he's from Queensland, but he can fuck off down south with the rest of those twats. Queenslander!
You got to say, mate, what do we think about using those in the bedroom?
I think we've touched on it before.
Vibrators.
Yeah. I think fucking whatever, you know. My thing is, I think, we have touched on it before, but I wouldn't want, you have to rely on it every time.
No.
Because then it'd make normal root and shit. I think there'd be times where there's a few things that get introduced to spice
it
up. But
like we spoke about, it's penetration and stimulation, which one your female companion comes from.
Mm. And if she comes from that and that's what you use to get her off and both of you are happy every time, then why not?
That's right.
Yeah.
That was another big conversation at the wedding on the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was 98% don't come from penetration.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Because I'm just thinking, if you relied on that and you just had a quickie somewhere, it'd be
shit. Don't come.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Well,
last one.
I've
got one left.
Tommy, Cam, Quinny Blues. Big Sam coming here from Kiwiland Down Under, rooting sheep with me 10-inch thunder. I got a bit of a carry-on for you. Well, first of all, I've got to say I love the potty, mate. And over in Kiwiland, we don't have yabbies or anything like that, so you pretty much had me bent over when I figured out what a fucking yabby pump was. Fucking, I want to go around yabby pumping every fucking cunt in bloody New Zealand who drives in the fast lane. Fucking 10 below the fucking speed limit, cunts. Anyway, got a bit of a carry-on for you. Just got me thinking. I'm a chippy by trade, and usually when I'm fucking tying steel or in the mud or something like that, my hands get really dry. And, really dry to the point of sandpaper. And I'm like, I don't want to use moisturiser because I'm a fucking man. Yet, it got me thinking, why the fuck do we always give each other shit every time we try and fix ourselves or, try and better ourselves with your mates? If my mates use moisturiser, I'd be like, fucking get out of here. But Yeah, you know, if you had cancer, you'd be like, mate, get to the doctor, go get it cut out, go get some chemo, and fucking fix yourself. But then when it comes to head noise or, you know, I've got a bit of anxiety or fucking depression kind of thing, you're like, ah, oh, mate, you should be right, fucking walk it off, cunt. Yeah, just want to know your thoughts. Anyway, I'm going to go fuck a sheep. Nah, nah, come here, you.
No, it is a great point, mate, and that's a big thing. What we're doing here is making it normal for blokes to do this sort of shit, right? Like, as in a bloke, if he wants to look after himself, you know, do it. Or if you fucking want to speak out about something, do it. You know, and like obviously, it's hard finding that balance between your mates, isn't it? Like, as in, because we'll always give each other shit. That's just who we are. But in saying that, if you want to fucking look after your skin and put whatever cream on it you want, fucking go for it. You know, just because you're a blokey bloke doesn't mean you need to have cracked heels and fucking calloused hands and whatever. Even that's the stereotype. And
so I went all camping the other week and already sunburned to the shit house and fucking my skin was that dry. I'm like, I just said it as a laugh. I'm like, has any cunt got any moisturizer? And the next minute this tube just come flying at me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, how good's that? Oh my God, eh?
Well, like, is it manly to have cracked lips, cracked heels, sunburn, and
no,
feel like shit?
But it is gay to do a skin routine as a bloke on Instagram.
Look, I don't, yeah, I agree. But I mean, like, yeah, I like the fact that we're moving in this thing where it's like, oh, if you want to look after yourself, feel free.
That's like, right, yeah.
Then run your
Here's
own
a couple
race.
Of tips to help yourself.
Run your own race, champion. But I also agree, like I said, you're not doing a skin routine on Instagram for everyone.
Yeah.
But look, I'm a big believer in, like, if I go away on a trip, the toiletry bag got a bit of pawpaw ointment in it, baby. That thing fucking fixes a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the pawpaw cream does go well.
It's fucking good. Pawpaw ointment, I think it's called. And shit like that. But, yeah. No, it's a good point, though, because blokes are shocking for that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, to do with mental health
it
or
is
anything.
Changing. It is changing a bit. Yeah. I hope it doesn't change too much where it's...
Oh, I still like the being a bloke part. Like,
that's right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. But I'm more a thing where if something comes up as a problem, like if I'm like, fuck, I'm over it, like my heels are cracked or I'm over this, I've got chapped lips or...
Yeah.
Something, that's when I'll be like, righto, what is there to fix it? But, yeah.
Well, I guarantee if you had really bad acne, you'd be doing something about it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's
you ever had it bad? I remember there was a stage, I think it was grade 7, I'm going, holy shit, this is fucking no good.
Bro, I had it shocking.
Like, and I was scared because I didn't want to, like, squeeze them because I seen those kids with the fucking... Mars faces, the craters.
Yeah, I think that's a different style of...
Yeah, but the old girl would always be like, that's what your face is going to look like if you're going to fucking... And that, I just freaked out.
Yeah, it's a fuck thing to go through as a teenager, eh? Especially at the time when...
That's like proper scarring, that crater faces.
Yeah, no, it's fucking full on,
bro. I was just a pimple far from Kmart.
My kids are going to be in trouble when they're going through... You know, teenage years, because I had it pretty bad as a teen, and the missus did as well. So they're going to cop it, you know. But that's a good point, though. Like you said, if you had that, and if your kids have that, get shit to help them or help prevent it. You know,
teach. Yeah,
yeah.
You'd guarantee a bit of bullying if it comes in early. Just letting you know.
Yeah, that's
as
right.
As we all would have known. Fuck, I copped it because I think I got it before most people.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, mate, you're going to cop that shit through school. Like, as in, you can't stop bullying at all. Like, kids are kids, mate. They're fucking ruthless.
Mm.
It's just you got to, make them aware that, look, heaps of people fucking get this. You'll grow out of it. And at the time, I remember thinking, like, when the old girl was saying it, I'm like, this is fucked on it gone now. But,
yeah,
you know, just one of those things you go through as a teenager. Some lucky fucks don't. But
I didn't.
Didn't you?
No, never copped it.
Nice.
Which is... really strange because during high school I wasn't the healthiest kid.
Mm.
Like I was even bigger than like what I am now. So
yeah.
Like I've lost a lot of weight. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fuck thing though.
Old chocolate used to do it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Righto, yeah. Cambodian's got the hardest task in the world.
That is fucking a shocker.
Poo in the sink at the start. The sriracha in the fleshlight. Threesome, the homework thing, assaulted caramel,
Yeah, that's a good little one line here.
Yeah. Anchovy in the cock. Oh. And the golden shower is what I have written down here.
Oh, was that old mate with the voice?
Yeah, I think golden shower's got it for me.
Yeah.
Like the last couple of yarns at the end there were really good as well.
Yeah.
That whole episode was full of really good.
Yeah, like they just keep bringing the flames.
Fucking bringing the heat, don't they?
Well, yeah, I think that's for me today. I like the way he yarned.
Little Mutt.
Just Little Mutt.
Little Mutt spoke to the Cambodian in a way. Yeah. In a little sexual way.
He tweaked my ears.
Well, there you go. So shout out to the Little Mutt. You've won your the carry-on cap and a better beer pack, mate.
Yes, sir.
The big Queef will be getting onto you. I suppose you would have heard from him at this point.
Yep.
But yeah.
Very good.
Righto. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that, and I hope you had a good week so far. Fucking enjoy your weekend. We'll hear from you early. You'll hear from us early next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Stay out of each other.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.